يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا والتكبير المقيد دبر صلوات الظهر والعصر. وجوه يومئذ خاشعة الاموات التي توزع زكاة الركن على مستحقيها مساعدة من المسجد لأهل المسجد. وهذه المساعدة من باب الإحسان، والله عز وجل يقول وأن جزاء الإحسان إلا الإحسان. فنهيب من الجميع ممن أراد أن ينيب المسجد في إخراج زكاة فطره أن لا يتأخر عن هذا الموعد، وإن تأخر وجاء بها بعد انطلاق السيارات فليتحمل هو توزيعها والتصرف فيها، ولن يسمح إطلاقا بقبول زكاة فطر بعد صلاة العصر يوم 28 مع عدم الإحراج. وليعلم المصر على إحضارها في ذلك الوقت أنها ستلقى خارج المسجد، نذكر منها ستلقى خارج المسجد والمسجد غير مسؤول عنها غير مسؤول عنها. وليعلم أن صيامه معلق بآثاره التي علقت به، ولن تجزئه تلك الزكاة التي يأتي بها المسجد بعد هذا الوقت. ونحن نبرئ مسؤوليتنا وذمتنا أمام الله من ذلك. الأمر الرابع الذي نريد أن هو أنه إن شاء الله سيفتح المسجد كما هو مفتوح في رمضان دائما لمن أراد الاعتكاف، والاعتكاف سنة في جميع المساجد. فمن أراد الاعتكاف يكون المقر في الدور العلوي إن شاء الله تعالى، ولكن يعني يقتصر قدر المستطاع على مقتنياته ويحفظ مقتنياته، ولا أحد مسؤول عن مقتنياته، يحفظ مقتنياته بطريقة أو بأخرى وهو المسؤول عن ضياعها. ولكن نريد أن نذكر أن هذه العبادة والشعيرة ينبغي أن تحيا بين الناس، وكذلك نذكر بما يكون فيها من حسن الخشوع والإخبات إلى الله عز وجل والإنابة والرجوع وعيش الجانبية في أمور لا تليق، إما غيبة أو نميمة أو ذكر للأسعار والأسواق، فإن هذا كله لا يليق، وإنما يفرغ الإنسان نفسه لعبادة. أردنا أن نذكر بهذه الأمور، ونسأل الله عز وجل أن يوفقنا وإياكم لما يحب ويرضى، والله أعلم. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.
على اعتكاف أجل ليلة القدر.
We began the khutbah by khutbah al-Hajj as we heard, and then we said, all people, the month of Ramadan has reached the middle of it. And declared the arrival of the last night, where Laylatul Qadr is seen and found. So what did we do in regard to motivate ourselves to more good deeds in the coming days? Our people, since the fight and war and struggle between man from one side and shaitan and the spirit that encourages him to do evil, and the attraction of this world life from the other side, therefore Allah Ta'ala has decreed it and has made legislated season for man to purify himself in them. If he follows what he was commanded with, if he fulfills and follows what he was commanded with, then he would be protected and saved from all the things that may destroy or defect his life or the sweetness of his worship. Once Ramadan comes, the person feels from himself this beautiful feeling of the right value of life. Although Ramadan is full of faith and iman, to limit that everyone can feel it, yet once this last 10 nights comes, these 10 nights which no one is capable to feel and find the beauty of it, the sweetness of it, except those who live in them the way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam lived in them, as the authentic hadith said. As he sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the best worshipper of Allah from mankind, he has done the i'tikaf in all of the Ramadan that he fasted. And the last thing he encouraged his ummah to in regard to this issue is of Ramadan, where Laylatul Qadr can be found. All you believers, all you people who fast, be eager to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You must do i'tikaf as he used to do, so you free yourself to be with your Lord the way it should be, away from all those attractions of this world that might take you away from the sources of your purification. And know, O slaves of Allah, that i'tikaf means to stay in a masjid with the intention to come closer to Allah Azza wa Jal, as Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 187, وَلَا تُبَاشِرُوهُنَّ وَأَنْتُمْ عَاكِفُونَ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ. And do not get enjoy of your wives while you are performing i'tikaf in masajid. In this ayah, there is a dalil for that the i'tikaf is permissible in any masjid. And any masjid in which the five time prayers are conducted. But the best, of course, to be in a masjid, as it is better to be in a masjid that the Fridays are fulfilled in. So you do not need to go out of the place where you are doing i'tikaf in. And of course, the best i'tikaf is in the three masjid. The masjid of the Kaaba, the masjid of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in Medina, and the masjid al-Aqsa. And from the manners of i'tikaf, or of the people who are performing i'tikaf, is to avoid anything that has nothing to do with i'tikaf, such as the non-beneficial speech. Rather the speech of sin. And also to avoid coming out of the i'tikaf place and their lives. So let's take this chance faithfulness. And then we may say, يَا لَيْتَ لَوْ أَنَّ لِي كَرَّةً فَأَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. I wish that I can be given another chance to be from those good doers. I said what I said, and I seek forgiveness for myself and yours from all the sins and mistakes. Verily, my Lord is all forgiver. And then we began the second khutbah by praising Allah, the one for whom belongs all the perfection and beauty. And He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the one of majesty, the one who is high above everyone and everything. And may Allah's peace and blessings be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our Prophet, and all of his companions and family. Afterward, verily the Prophet was telling the best of the creation and the teacher of the mankind used to do i'tikaf, and nothing could have taken him away from the purpose of i'tikaf. He never used to get involved in his i'tikaf with anything else other than reciting the Quran, remembrance, subligation. So let's do good in following his way, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of i'tikaf. And let's know that the best of the i'tikaf is what is in the three masajid, as you hear earlier, the Masjid of the Kaaba, the Masjid of the Prophet, and Al Masjid Al Aqsa. But this is not, as some of the ulama say, these are not the only places where i'tikaf can be done, but these are the best. For that, the worship themselves in these places are better than anywhere else. As we say, that praying is not only special for these three masajid. No one can say that praying are only to be done in these three masajid only. But of course we all agree that praying in these three masajid are better than praying anywhere else. And the best of them is Al-Masjid Al-Haram. Next to it, Al-Masjid Al-Nabawi, then Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. And as i'tikaf is not made only for certain places, I mean certain masajid, it is not also made only for certain time. I'tikaf can be done any time in the year. But of course, the best of it is in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And also, it is not only for adults, but even younger than this age can do i'tikaf if they do not cause any disturbance nor any damage or defect to the masjid properties and belongings, and they do not disturb the people in the masjid. If they are so, then it is permissible for them to come and do i'tikaf in the masjid, even if they are young. Not only that, but i'tikaf is also permissible for women, not only men, but even for women. And in the case of women, she has to be, or there are three conditions, or in fact four, although in the khutbah it says three, but it is four. Thank you. Now, the first is the permission of the wali, whether husband or father. And when we say all, we do not mean that she can't take the permission from anyone of these. But if she has a husband, she cannot take permission from her father. But she has to take the permission from the husband. For that she goes for a tikaf. The second is that there is no fitna. No fitna, no trial can be found from the stay of the woman in the masjid. And the third is that there will not be any mist in the house amongst the children and the rest of the family. And the fourth is that she is not in the menses. And then I said, and know, may Allah send mercy upon you, that these worships were never appointed except for that they purify the hearts and make these hearts to repent back again to the one who knows the unseen. So let's do these worships and other than them, such as the takbir, which is called takbir mutlaq, meaning not limited to a certain time, which begins by the sunset of the last day of Ramadan and ends by Salat al-Eid. And then the takbir muqayyad, which is related to certain times, and this is only for two prayers. The prayer of God and prayer of Asr in the day of Eid. And it ends by the takbir after Salat al-Asr. In the Eid of Fitr. And also from these worships is to give out the Zakat al-Fitr for yourself and all of your family members that you are sponsoring them, that you are responsible of providing them their sustenance. And it is to be given out on behalf of the one himself, whether he's a man or woman, his wife, his children, his slave, except for the workers who you hire, such as the housemaid, the driver, the gardener, and the guard, as well as any employees that you have. Zakat al-Fitr for them is upon them. They have to give out Zakat al-Fitr. Except if you want to give on behalf of, on their behalf, then it's permissible with condition that they must permit, must know that you are giving it out on their behalf, and they must allow you to do that. And know, slaves of Allah, that this life is very short. Even if shaitan makes it seem long. And the life of these people living in it, and every existence in it, is really too short. So let's do good in it, in order to build up a beautiful and better life after it. As in a short while, we are going to be shifted from it to a place where it is even more narrow than the hole of the needle. For us today, if you are told to sleep in a space which is like the grave, you will find it too hard. You will find that place is as a place like that. But you also know very sure that very soon you're going to be there. And for a longer life than what you live. If you lived here for 100 years or 150 years, you know very certainly that you are going to stay there longer than that time. Look to Nuh alayhi salam. Lived more than 1,000 years. But now how long he is in the grave? For how long? Thousands and thousands of years. If it is from the time of the last prophet before ours, may Allah be pleased with them all, and may Allah's peace and blessings be upon them all. The last prophet before ours, who was Isa alayhi salam, from his time to our time today is already more than 2,000 years. What about it from the first man, Adam alayhi salam? Were you going to be in the grave? The time you spent in the grave is longer than the time you spent here on this life. And the time you're going to spend in the hereafter is endless, forever. So how come we maintain this world life by destroying the hereafter life? That is not wisdom. That place which I described as more narrow than the hall of the needed is the place in which we already put some of our family members or our friends or some other Muslims that we've been in their janaza and their funeral. So, have we ever got the lesson of that? When we were there, carrying someone, pulling him into the grave, have we ever got the lesson to be ready when we are there, when we are carried, not walking? When we are put, not putting? When we are left alone, there, not accompanied? Have we got the lesson of that? As Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Al-Takathur, Al-Hakum Al-Takathur, the increase of your children, your family, your wealth, made you to forget that time. Hatta zurtumul maqabir, up until you visited the graves. Not as a normal visit, walking, supplicating for people who are there, sending them you salam, no, but as one who is going to live with them, as one going to be their neighbor there, as one who is going to be carried and put into that place, and so it be thrown on you, and you're going to be left alone for what you've done. كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ. Nay, you know, you're going to know. To know what? To know this thing which you know already. Which you knew already. But you kept ignoring it. Now you come to know it. In a way you cannot ignore it. In a way you cannot ignore it. ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ. Again, nay, you're going to know. To know what? And then Allah Ta'ala says, كَلَّا لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عِلْمَ الْيَقِينَ. Nay, but when you know the certain knowledge, what is the certain knowledge? The certain of what was unseen for you. Now it becomes seen, so it is certain for you. لترون الجحيم. But then you're only going to see the fire. Because you keep ignoring that time, that day, that moment. ثم لترونها عين اليقين. And then you're going to see the fire in a certain way. There's no doubt with it. This is the fire. ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم. And then you're going to be asked about all the pleasure, all the convenience, all the sustenance that you are given. What did you do with it? And with it, what did you do? Did you do good to please your Lord, or you did wrong to please yourself and shifa your enemy? So all you who is too busy by many other things other than doing what you're supposed to do, all you who your long life as you consider made you to be always on hope that you're going to be changed. Verily death comes in a second. And the grave is a part in which your deeds are stored in. And then I supplicated Allah to make our ease more beautiful than our lives in all the matters, and make our best deeds the last of them in this life, and make our best day the day in which we stand before Him, and Him to beautify us with Iman, and to make us from those who recite the Quran and guide us in all of our matters at times. And I ask Him to stable us by the true speech in this world and in the hereafter, and to forgive our fathers and mothers and those who preceded us with faith, and not to keep any hatred in our hearts towards those of faith, and to accept our fasting, our prayers at night, and all of our deeds. And by that we ended up our khutbah of today. Wallahu a'lam, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa alayhi wa sahbihi. And inshaAllah, as this is going to be the last Friday before Eid for us, as inshaAllah I'm going to be in Medina from next Wednesday until when they declare it is Eid tomorrow, then we come to also conduct the Salat al-Eid and Khutbah al-Eid here outside the masjid as usual. And also again,